Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show here, the pre-show for Tuesday, the 19th. And here in studio, I'm wearing my Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirt here tonight. Let's see what else we got going on, man. So we're going to have on Rance Gerduberdu. Is that, what's this guy's name?
The guy's name is Rance Gerduberdu.
Bullshit. Let me, what's this? Rance Gerduberdu. What is this guy's name? Gerduberdu. Rance Gerduberdu. And he's going to be talking about the, and the only problem with Rance is he has a similar ailment to Frank. It only has to do with himself, and he calls himself it. But he knows that he's using the wrong pronoun. It's just that he was trained to say it because he had an abusive mother. That sounds bad, you know. That's terrible, but, you know, that's what we do, man. Oh, my God. Oh, whew. Now, the phone may go off at any moment because Jackie and I talk about this time every night. What the hell is this, man? Oh, man. Today on the Phil Hendry Show, we have with us Rance Gerduberdu. Mr. Gerduberdu is a homeowner at Testing 123. Today on the Phil Hendry Show, we have with us Rance Gerduberdu. Today on the Phil Hendry Show, we have Rance Gerduberdu. So I had to just pot up the duet, our preamp, because guess what, man? I had to reboot the computer yesterday, and all the fucking levels go to fucking hell in a handcart when you reboot. Today on the Phil Hendry Show, we have with us a Mr. Rance Gerduberdu. He is a homeowner at the Western States Homeowners Association. And Mr. Gerduberdu has asked for this time, and we're very happy to grant it, because he has some issues he wants to discuss concerning Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley, the president and vice president and treasurer out there at the Homeowners Association. Now, you know that they're friends of ours. They're longstanding contributors to our show.
I do indeed, yes.
So you're hoping that perhaps through our offices here you can get through to them?
Well, I don't know if getting through to them is quite how I would put it. I think that...
How long have you lived there?
I beg your pardon?
How long have you lived out there?
We've been there 6 months.
Well, that's... So you're familiar with their history?
Well, we weren't. See, that's the thing. We moved into Western Estates because it was a beautiful... And it is a beautiful community, and the home we bought was perfect for us. We had about 3/4 acre, and there was a pool and a spa, and we had about 4,500 square feet, and we're thinking about adding on. And everything was pretty much the way we assumed it would be.
Is this your first homeowners association?
Yes. Were you familiar with HOAs?
Oh, no, this was not our first. We'd been a member of the Homeowners Association out at... in Crystal Creek and some of these other areas up in toward the Ventura County area where we are right now. But this was kind of our home that we're going to put our roots down for the next 20 years.
Do you have kids?
We don't have any children, no. We're planning on children, but we're right now I'm building my business and hoping that we make that a part of our family.
All right, so you moved in 6 months ago, and then you noticed there was something off.
Well, I would say yes, because we moved in and we had these mimeograph sheets or these emails and so forth coming into our home, some of them put into our mailbox about there's going to be a mandatory so forth, a meeting, there's going to be a bonfire, there's going to be the Springtacular, which we were looking forward to, but we didn't know that these quarterly...
They're every season, I guess, the Springtacular, Summertacular.
Yes, we didn't know that they were going to be compulsory. And
I didn't know they were compulsory, so you have to show up for them.
If you're a homeowner, you're expected to show up for the compulsory. You're expected to show up for the tiki dance, some sort of dance done by the husband, Mr. Steve Dooley. And then the Queen of the Tacular, as it's called, is every tacular was a spring or the summer. We've been here for two of them. We were here for the Winter Tacular and for the Spring Tacular. And it was always Ms. Dooley was the Queen of the Tacular. And then we're told to go inside and sit down and have dinner. I found it all kind of amusing at first.
Did you think to just say, no, we don't feel like it?
Well, no, because we were brand new. We didn't quite understand it, but we said, okay. But then it became, shit, I completely fucked up what I wanted to do. He's going to say I. He's going to say it. So we'll insert the commercial. Well, that was good for the pre-show.